A sports genius, a former NFL player, and a millennial bro. This is Mad Radio with Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant.
I broke my mom's hips. Sorry, Mom. Sorry about that.
Is that true?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Did you do it, or was that Charlie Pulillo?
Jesus. I feel uncomfortable with that one.
A gift to the people that are listening. It's
the whole
so
time,
true.
Yes. Well, if Charlie Pulillo is my dad, then technically yes.
This is Mad Radio, presented by Allstate Siding and Windows on Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Shotgun snap. There's a throw to the far side. Caught by McDonald over the shoulder on the far sideline. 35. Up the sideline. 40. Breaks the tackle on the 50. Racing down the 40. Foot race to the 30. Sideline 20. Far sideline 10. They'll chase him into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh Steelers. 75-yard touchdown. Catch and run by the tight end, Vance McDonald.
And that play was basically Vance McDonald murdering another human being on live television. Chris Conte of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was a really good Monday night game last night. Astros also got a win 4-3 over the Blue Jays. So the magic number now down to two games in the American League West. We are into the 8 o'clock hour. Mike Meltzer, Seth Payne, and Paul Gallant with you. We haven't really gone through a lot of the top NFL stories going on. And to me, I don't know if this is the biggest thing that happened this weekend, but the Jimmy Garoppolo torn ACL is a devastating injury for the 49ers. Like, I cannot imagine. We're obviously down in the dumps from a Texans standpoint here in Houston, but I actually, despite the results, I find the Texans to be an interesting team to watch. Maybe I'm alone in that. The 49ers, I mean, my God. The list, did you guys see the list of quarterbacks they're gonna bring in after the Garoppolo injury?
Yeah, it's the old, it's every former Texans quarterback.
Tom Savage, TJ Yates.
Yeah, it's this needs to happen, and it needs to happen for...
Someone else needs to feel our pain.
No. It needs to happen because this is the Bill O'Brien experiment. You need to take Tom Savage to a team that has actually way less talent than the Texans did last year and see exactly what you can extract out of Tom Savage. And this would be the grand experiment. If they can get something out of Tom Savage, then you'll have definitive proof that, wow, Kyle Shanahan is way better than Bill O'Brien as an offensive coordinator, because that is just a horrendous roster other than Jimmy Garoppolo and a smattering of other good players.
They sucked when Garoppolo was not there last season, and that is something that some people might put in the back of their mind, but until they got Garoppolo, they were a wretched, wretched football team.
I think people know this. I mean, that's why everybody was so excited about Garoppolo. Is it? And although I think there was more excitement about the 49ers than there should have been, because like I don't think people realize how bad that roster is. Other than let's see,
no, they definitely didn't realize how bad the roster was.
Tom Savage with Pierre Garçon and Marquise Goodwin, though. I mean, he's got that arm, and he can get him to a deep fall. Mike, can I get more than one touchdown a game? That's all I'm saying. If the 49ers can get more than one touchdown a game out of Tom Savage, then all right, then Kyle Shanahan did a much better job than Bill O'Brien.
Well, Kyle Shanahan. Shanahan can do anything, and Kyle Shanahan's a better offensive coordinator than Bill is. So he's just better. I mean, I don't need anything to happen this season to prove that part. But it's just such a depressing situation. Like, if you're in San Francisco, this is your guy. Garoppolo is your guy moving forward, and now you're going to spend a year basically doing nothing. It's a complete waste of time. These next 13 games are a total waste.
You know what? I want someone else to go through the hell that I went through last year. I mean, that we all went through last year. A longer season of irrelevance with a quarterback that's really good that you have to wait for a year to see again.
After getting excited about it. Although this is where San Francisco might have it a little bit worse, because we were young and naive and dumb enough to think, wow, look, I know obviously Deshaun won't keep up the same torrid pace when he comes back because of his ACL, because of a year of film, all that. But we didn't know that there was this big of a downside and that it might fall this low. Whereas in San Francisco now, they've realized and seen, wow, Garoppolo actually didn't look all that great these first 3 weeks. So what are we even going to get when we come back? So Garoppolo's injury has robbed the 49ers of all hope until next season, because they still have to be nervous about Jimmy Garoppolo
all
himself.
Hope.
Who has a $100-some million contract?
How much?
Or was it a paltry like $70-something million contract?
It was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money. Sorry, Mike, I cut you off.
Jimmy Garoppolo's girlfriend, ex girlfriend, anyone see that? She said it was karma that he suffered the injury.
She just Instagrammed the word karma, and apparently he was going out with her when he had the public porn star date. I'm not buying that for a heartbeat. If he's that dumb. If he was genuinely like dating this other girl exclusively and went on a public date with a porn star,
no way.
I don't think he's that stupid.
I think it's more that he broke up with her, got the new contract, then he's out with Kiara Mia, and she's like, "What the hell?"
Yeah,
she's like, typical men.
Is the name of the porn star?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, did anybody know her? Was she noted before?
I didn't know who she was.
I had no idea who she was.
Yeah, but like, are there even any genuine adult film stars anymore? There's just so many of them out there. I feel it's been diluted.
I'm not going to lie. I dabble the adult entertainment enough to where if I knew her, I'd be like, yeah, I know her. But I have no idea who that was.
People know who Lisa Ann is. People don't know who this person is.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Lisa Ann's a holdover from like a different era almost.
Same genre.
What are you saying?
Same genre. You know,
I know we can't get into the genre discussion right this moment. We shouldn't. Yeah.
How much trouble are the Patriots in? Because I'm watching this team play. Now, listen, I've watched this for 17 years, so I'm gonna be the last guy. The Patriots will be dead, and I'm gonna be like examining the carcass. No. I'm like, are we sure there's not a heartbeat? I'm gonna be that guy. But I will tell you this: my strongest opinion on the Patriots is this team has a talent problem. They I don't think they have a quarterback problem or a coach problem, maybe, but this team has a talent problem right now.
Think about this. I mean, they haven't had back-to-back losses like this in the time that I have actually paid attention to.
Well, that was the last time they lost three in a row.
We're talking about a team that hasn't been getting its ass kicked like this since 1995.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a really long time since in multiple weeks in a row they have looked like this.
It's 2002.
Well, I understand the 2002
but in terms
part.
Of like how they actually looked.
There's another number that I saw it was like since 1995 we're talking about. Like these are some all-time things for this franchise that they are going through right now, and they're just getting they're just getting the hell like slapped out of them. They're getting pushed off the line of scrimmage with real just ease. They're not a tough team right now.
If you look at for one, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, those were 33% of their touches last year. They had 33% of their plays featured one of those three players. Those guys are gone. Julian Edelman is not there right now, so I don't even know what that bumps the percentage up to. Maybe that's probably like 50% of their offense from last year is not on the field right now. And I'm not... I could go back and run a search from a few years ago when Brady had his slow start. And people love to say that Brady is inaccurate when, in fact, it's receivers not being where they're supposed to be. And, like, that's always where it falls down to. I Pete Prisco and all these other people have these think pieces about how, well, look at how inaccurate he is there. Look at how inaccurate he is there. No, it's that Brady is that precise, and that when a receiver is a yard from where he's supposed to be, the ball is a yard off target, because Brady kind of just expects and anticipates things to be exactly where they need to be. I might be the one person on earth that's actually optimistic that Josh Gordon is going to change this offense somewhat. As long as Josh Gordon has a personal bodyguard that's bringing him around from place to place,
24/7,
making sure he's there on time, Josh Gordon will do what Brandon Cooks did for them last year, which is open things up, make things a lot more, make the opportunities more plentiful. But then also when Julian Edelman returns, even if he's only like 85% of what he was, he'll be in the right damn spot. I'm not buying for one heartbeat that the team is as bad as they look right now. Now, the defense has issues.
They're slow.
That defense is just, they're slow. They can't cover. They can't run sideline to sideline. They're just, but they can still benefit from a better offense.
I also can't figure this out. Can someone explain to me? And so I love how on Sunday mornings, these NFL reporters, Ian Rapoport, Adam Schefter, they always save stories for Sunday morning to get people to tune into the pregame shows that nobody watches anymore. So it comes out, Schefter says, okay, the Pats tried to trade Gronk to the Lions, and this is because they were playing the Lions on Sunday night, and Gronk said, no, I'm not going to play anywhere else because Tom Brady's my quarterback. I honestly cannot figure this out. Seth mentioned Deion Lewis, Brandon Cooks, Danny Amendola, these guys they lost from last year. Can anyone explain to me, and I understand Belichick gets rid of guys a year or two early. We all know this.
How does that make any sense if your quarterback is 41 years old to trade Rob Gronkowski away? How long is Belichick going to coach? The next 6 years?
It makes no sense to trade Gronkowski away. I was saying that all offseason as well. I don't know what they were thinking there. I don't know what they were thinking trading Brandon Cooks, who's disappointed in the Super Bowl with a couple of boneheaded plays before he ended up getting knocked out of the game, like trying to hurdle somebody on that reverse. Brandon Cooks, they could use him right now. They sure as hell could use him. He's doing really well.
He's a good
immediately
player.
With Los Angeles. And they sent him off. Edelman gets suspended. If Edelman comes back, are things going to turn around? They let Danny Amendola walk for not a whole lot of money. And then you think about this. The Patriots are in not a great cap situation. Who are they spending money on? Who are they spending money on
Especially right now other than Tom Brady? And not really all that much, not market rate for Tom Brady either. It's a weird deal.
And that's the most frustrating thing for me if I were Tom Brady is just the fact that at no point as he's taken these discounts have you ever felt like, wow, they put that money to good use. You never felt like, because they went out, you know where the money went? It went out to
Adrian Claiborne?
Stephon Gilmore. The weirdest thing about Stephon Gilmore is not that it was a particularly horrendous signing.
He's good, but is he great?
Did he deserve, signing Stephon Gilmore seemed to go against so many things that the Patriots are supposed to be about. They're supposed to reward guys that produce from within. When you bring in veteran free agents, you're bringing in more of the scrappier variety, the guy that's a little bit over the hill, but you don't overpay for him. But you also don't bring in guys that have a reputation for not being all that steady or dependable. Like, they brought in a non-Patriots type guy to give more money than everybody else on the team. That was weird. Getting rid of Gronkowski, the only thing I could say about that was that as much as he stirs the drink in there, it's just also the classic Patriots move. If Belichick feels like Gronkowski is like on his last dying legs and maybe only has a year or two left, then he's going to extract as much value as possible out of him.